Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Satan's Newest Tactic Against You.
Speak the Word.
We all know that he's anthropos. He hates us. You know, he hates all of us, whether you're born again or not, but especially if you belong to the Lord, he really hates you. You know, it's imperative for you to be aware of how Satan attacks and be aware of his tactics. You know, the Word says in Ephesians 6:12 in the Voice translation, it says, we're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone.
That's right.
He said, no, he said, this fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes. He said that slither in the darkness in this world. And they do slither in the darkness of this world. He said, and against wicked spiritual armies that lurk about in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And friends, what did God say our weapon is against these forces? According to Ephesians verse 17, it says, 6:17 says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that is our weapon. It is the words, brothers and sisters. When God says, I think it's in Hebrews 4:12, He said, my word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yes.
And he said, it'll cut through bone and marrow, even to dividing a spirit and soul.
Yes.
He also says, I think it's in Jeremiah, he said, my word is like a hammer that will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. It'll shatter it. So there's nothing that the word of God can't and won't do. But you are the one, not God. He's given it to you. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to use the word or not. But when you start speaking his word, as I'll show you here in a few minutes, exactly what Jesus is going to do when he comes back. He says a sword from his mouth, his tongue. What was that written on here? King of kings and Lord of lords and the word of God. And he is his word.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, and he acts on his word always. Backs his word up always. Backs it up. We all know that the military uses weapons and the military trains their soldiers to use their weapons. And that is what God has trained me to do by learning how to use the weapons of our warfare, which is our tongue. It's our weapon. You know, so many people are not aware that their words and thoughts will affect their health as well as your finances.
Amen.
So the Lord has instructed me to teach them, or I might say arm and equip them to fight the good fight of faith by speaking the word.
Yes.
You know, this is what my ministry is all about. That's what my mission is. Mm-hmm. He called me to teach the word, and that's what I do. I teach the word in different ways. I always come, you know, there's different anointings. Anointing really is just a position. And so he's positioned me and anointed me to teach his word. He teaches all of us to teach his word, but in a different way. Some of us are speaking more on the Holy Spirit, and some are speaking on this and that. But he taught me to speak the word and to show them. As a matter of fact, he told me when I first came into this ministry, and this particular ministry, because I was in one before, in 2010... the Lord impressed upon me, even before I went on the radio, even before I began, that he said to me that his people are perishing for lack of knowledge, And he said that we were in a battle, a spiritual battle, and he said that battle is going to become greater, which it has, even in the last, that's been 13 years since I started this one. He said the battle is going to become greater, and he said my people are not going to win, they're losing their battles because they don't know how to fight. And we're trying to fight, but we need to, we fight with the Word of God.
Yes.
That's how you cut it. That's how you cut it all off. And you can also do a lot of damage with your tongue. You can speak words that are so cutting that people never get over it.
Right.
It cuts them so deep.
Right.
But you can also take this tongue and lift somebody up and bless them, and they'll never forget that either.
Amen.
You know, that'll be a living testimony for them. They'll say, so-and-so was like this friend of mine, Joyce, invited me to church. You know, you remember those things.
Right.
You know, but you also, even though you forgive that person, or you should, that spoke evil about you, you don't always forget it. But it does grow dimmer in your mind when you do forgive them.
Yes.
And we know we must forgive them.
Yes.
If we don't forgive them, then God's not going to forgive us.
That's right.
It's just that simple. To me, it's not worth it.
That's right.
It's not worth living in condemnation. You know, I don't want to be in unforgiveness with anybody, in condemnation, strife.
That's right.
I want it out of my life.
Amen.
Because I want God's blessings.
Amen.
And I don't want to put any hindrance in His way.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with my feelings.
Right.
Because I don't always feel like it. But my salvation has nothing to do with my feelings either.
That's right.
You know, you might wake up some morning and don't even feel saved.
That's right.
But you can't base your salvation on your feelings,
that's
you know.
Right.
Praise God. And so I'm so thankful that you can. In Psalms 144:1 in English Standard Version, it says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Praise the Lord. You know, like I said, I realize I could speak about many things, but I don't think any of them would be more important than talking about our mouths and the words.
Yes.
You know, like I said, the Lord impressed me a long time ago how important this was, and how Satan is using our mouths against us to destroy us,
mm-hmm.
to defeat us, keep us sick, keep us in poverty, keep us depressed, and keep us oppressed. In other words, the devil is using our own thoughts and our words against us every day. He's using our own voices to defeat us. So I feel like the Lord would have me to continue to teach you what He's been teaching me.
Amen.
You know, I can't tell you what a huge difference in my life since God revealed to me the power that's in His Word and the power in my mouth. That everything that I've been wanting and praying and dreaming about is in my mouth. And all I have to do is speak it and believe it in my heart and write it down. It helps.
Yes.
If you want something, get a plan and write it down. You know, even when the enemy stole my house from me, my husband, my house, everything, I prayed about that. And the Lord, He'll give you a verse to pray. And when I was talking to my sister one day, I said, because he stole my beach house too, I said, one day I'm going to live on the water again.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where it was going to be. I thought it was going to be somewhere in North Carolina, you know, since I lived in North Carolina. And when I did, the Lord gave me the verse in Proverbs about, I forgot what, I think it's 31, but I'm not sure. But he said that you shall identify the thief. He said, if you identify the thief, he's got to give it back to you seven times over.
Right.
And I said, Lord, I hadn't thought about that. And so I wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began to write in my book the kind of house I wanted and where I wanted it. I didn't put what state. I didn't know it was going to be in Virginia Beach. And I didn't know it was going to be with a new husband.
Right.
Like I said, the Lord saves the best for last.
Yeah.
You know? So not only did He give me a new ministry and a house on the water, you can fish from my deck, and my guest house I use for my studio, you know. So God is good. God is good all the time. You know, we're not doing the things that we need to do. We know that He's good. We recognize that He loves us and that He's good, but He's waiting on us. We're waiting on Him, and He's waiting on us. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. You truly are the apple of His eye. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge, my prayers or any of my CDs. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God. Against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.